Hi, and welcome to the Louise Fitzgerald podcast. I'm going to start with some questions because there's something I want you to notice about being overwhelmed. So, how much is your mind running in circles? And how often are you struggling to fall asleep or stay asleep? How much of your day does it feel like you're just going through the motions until you can collapse at night? This aspect of being overwhelmed and being stressed, when we're really in it, it shows us that we're in the mind. It shows us that we're on autopilot. And it shows us something that's really key, which is that we're disconnected from our bodies and our soul in a way. And the solution to this, you'll be really relieved to know, is actually easier than you think. So I don't want you to stress out that you're like, oh my gosh, now what am I going to do? I just wanted you to notice those key things, because I think especially when we're busy and when we're goal-driven people, which I know you are if you're listening to this, our mind has been so helpful to us and we can operate from that place. So if it feels like your mind and your emotions are driving the ship, this returning to yourself is key. So here's some quick tips, and they're going to help you start that journey of connecting back into your body. As I said, they're easy. You don't need to overthink this. This is it. I'm taking this off you at the moment. So I don't want you to have to even think about how to solve it. Just hear me. And if you implement these things, that's all you need to do. So the quick tips to come back into your body. Conscious breathing. So this is deep breathing if you like, but just consciously noticing the inhale and the exhale. So if you notice that you're stressed, oh, there's a lot going on, just breathe in and breathe out. Okay, so this is just a way of you pausing. I'm putting a little stop here. The mind's running. I'm putting a little pause. I'm coming back into my body. So if you find yourself awake at night, you can do that. Breathing in through the nose, out through the mouth. Just noticing the inhale, noticing the exhale. So that's number one. Number two is getting some movement into your body. So I think there's two things that I want to point out when we can get into these stress states, when our mind is running the show. Number one is that waking up in the middle of the night and we're laying in bed. And number two, a really common one, is you're behind the desk. You're at your computer. And so you're really, like, the body's kind of stationary, right? So if you notice that, I'm fully aware of what I'm saying, by the way, that what I'm about to say, you're like, but hang on, but I'm sleeping. I actually want you to get out of bed. There's something really interesting that we train our mind that the bed is where we think. It's something that has been game-changing for me. I still get insomnia and I still wake up in the middle of the night. But one thing that I've known is to stop trying to stay there and resolve it, because I'm teaching my mind that this is where you think and it's not, it's where I sleep. So if you notice that you're in a stress state, I want you to get some movement into your body. You can jump up and down. You can do mindful walking or movement. So this is where you can just feel your feet connecting into the ground as you get up from your desk and walk to the bathroom. Or perhaps, you know, you've got the kids crawling all over you, and so maybe you can't move, but maybe you could just get your hand on your leg and just move your fingers and bring your awareness to your hand. You might want to dance, so like put on some Beyonce and just let your body move. Exercise is an obvious one. I love just to lap the block. If you don't have a lot of time, just lap the block. It is so game-changing. If you think, oh my gosh, but I don't have time to go for like a big walk. You don't have to. It is so impactful if you could literally lap your block. When I was working, you know, behind my computer at work, I had a really, really small, like literally, I mean a block, and I would just get out from my computer, lap it, and come back. Something that almost gives you no choice, this is if you've got a really, really busy mind, something that almost gives you no choice but to focus on your body is really amazing for you. So I did aerial hoop and aerial pole, because if I did not come into my body and pay attention to what I was doing, I would fall from the roof to the sky. And trust me, I did. I think there was three really bad times I did. But, you know, this is not to scare you off it. But what I'm saying is, if you are someone that's got a really busy mind, I would actually suggest some form of exercise or activity that requires your full focus, because it then is just like kind of giving your mind no choice but to pull into that body. Number three is breaking the pattern of that overthinking. So getting those thoughts onto physical paper, because when we're in the mind and they're circling around and they're kind of floating and bouncing off each other, and then there's another one and another one, and then what if this and what if that, and then the other thought just popped back in. If you get your pen out and you write these things down, you're pulling them into the physical world. It really shrinks your problems, but it's just kind of like, again, kind of putting that pause to the mind, just being able to do whatever it wants. And that physical act of you writing down is like, again, pulling you into the body, right? So there's more, but these are three great ones. So let me just recap, and you think about which one you're going to try. So you don't need to try them all. Just pick one and just give that a go. And, you know, you might want to write down the other ones and come back to it. So number one is just conscious breathing. So throughout your day, if you notice that the mind is running around and leading the show, notice the inhale, notice the exhale. That's it. Number two is getting some sort of movement into your body, pulling yourself out of your mind and into your body, whether that's dance, just jumping up and down on the spot, you know, mindful movement with your hand, or walk to the bathroom and notice your feet connecting. I know these sound simple, but it's just the matter of remembering and building the habit to do them. But it is, I know it does sound simple, but we don't do it. So if you do start to implement them, they really do pull you out of your mind. Number three is just breaking that pattern of overthinking by getting those thoughts onto physical paper. So give it a try, give one, give three a try, see which one you love. And then this is the one that you're going to stick with. So if you haven't already, jump into the show notes, grab that free guide. It's got some mindfulness tips in there. It's got five tips. And again, I don't want you to have to do them all. You can if you want, but don't let that overwhelm you. Just go in there and pick one and try that for a week and see how you go. These tips are designed for busy people. I cannot emphasize that enough. It's not going to take up any extra time in your day. They're habits that are going to come into your day. So jump into the show notes and download that free guide, share it with a friend. And if you haven't already, rate and review this podcast. I really want to reach more people that are just like you, that are busy, that are stressed, that have got a lot going on and want these practical tips, because I want you to be able to feel more joy and more patience with yourself and stop feeling that pressure that you're doing something wrong. Because I know you're working really, really hard, and I want to make things easier for you. So thanks for sharing this with someone else who you think might benefit, and thanks for listening, and I will chat to you on the next episode.